From a quarry in southern Indiana to a skyscraper in New York City, Limestone's Ascent on This Moment of Indiana History. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, coordinators of the Midwestern Roots Family History and Genealogy Conference, August 19th and 20th, offering more than 30 sessions on a variety of genealogical topics. More information at indianahistory.org. By far the most beautiful and valuable stone for architectural purposes is the oolitic limestone. The supply is simply inexhaustible. Thus claimed the Bedford Stone Quarries Company in the early 1890s, at that time the world's largest producers of oolitic limestone. The stone for which Indiana became renowned exists mainly in a swath varying in width from 1 to 10 miles and stretching 30 miles long from Steinsville to Bedford. The stone is exceedingly pure and lends itself to being removed in massive blocks. It is ideal for finely detailed carving, but dense enough to withstand the greatest structural demands. Richard Gilbert opened the earliest limestone quarry near Steinsville in 1827. In Lawrence County, commercial quarrying began around 1860. Limestone has been the material of choice for the country's most celebrated edifices, including the Empire State Building, the Biltmore Mansion, and the U.S. Holocaust Memorial and Museum. The Pentagon was constructed of Indiana limestone in 1940 and repaired with the same after the attacks of 2001. These days, 9 quarries extract nearly 2.7 million cubic feet of Indiana limestone each year, generating about $26 million annually in revenue. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.